So how surprised were you today to hear of the Premier's decision?
Not at all surprised, John. He's been doing this work for, my goodness, 22 years, the leader 16 years. So I was happy for him, and I wasn't surprised.
Did he talk to you at all about his decision before he made it? I mean, the two of you have gone through the political trenches pretty well together. I'm even thinking whether or not without you there, it's just not the same for him.
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with me. But we did, about 3 weeks ago, we had a chat about how we would approach the next election and what the issues were going to be. And, you know, to be very frank, I said, now, do you have the energy to do yet another one of these? And his answer was a little bit of an equivocation. Ever since that discussion, I thought, you know what? I think this man is thinking that it's time to retire.
Why now, though?
Well, I mean, why today? Why this week? I think the premiers realized that in a minority parliament, the next election could happen at any time, and he has a responsibility as leader of the party to prepare the party for that election. And I think that he realized that there was not another election in him. He didn't have the energy for it. So better get a new leader because, you know, again, an election could happen at any time.
What about this brewing scandal with regard to the emails and the closure of the power plant in Oakville? This is becoming an embarrassment.
You know, John, I know people will talk about that. I don't think it had anything to do with it at all. Dalton is right at his core a family man. He has had to give up all of the joys of, you know, being a father, being a husband, for like 22 years. So, I mean, I think all this other stuff, the political issue of the day, didn't have anything to do with it. For him, the issue was, do I have the fire in my belly to fight another election? If I don't, I had better step aside to get a new leader in, because an election could happen at any time.
And you don't sense he has the stomach or the strength to run for a federal Liberal leadership?
No. Don't bet any of the family farm on that. It's just not going to happen. You know, if I were an advisor to the federal Liberals, I would tell them that Dalton McGuinty would be their best shot. But I know this man really well. He sacrificed 22 years in politics, and he wants to get home to Terry and his kids.
My sense is he's not enjoying this fight, not that it's a political fight, but this tension between the teachers and the public service either, because at his core, I think he's a decent guy who's been in their corner.
Well, it has been very difficult for him. I mean, he really is, like Bill Davis, an education premier. And what we've had to do here has been very difficult for him, particularly those who accuse him of abandoning the constituency. I mean, what we're doing, what the government is doing is driven by the deficit situation. So he hasn't enjoyed it. But, you know, there have been other hard moments, which are difficult. But I think this time is different because he has to think about the future and he has to think about who's going to lead the party until the next election.
And what about the decision to prorogue the legislature?
Oh, I think it's a good one. You know, I mean, the atmosphere down there right now is poisonous. And I think everyone needs a break down there. And I just don't think during a leadership convention choosing a new premier that the legislature should be sitting. So I think it's a perfectly justified and probably the right way to go.
But that could be what, 3, 4, 5 months?
It could be, yeah. I mean, the legislature only had a few more weeks to sit during the fall, and then it wouldn't be coming back until late February. So we're not losing much.
Are you in a position to speculate at all on those who are possible contenders for the leadership? I would put Dwight Duncan, of course, the finance minister, up there without speaking to him, but others?
Well, I think Dwight is there, although, you know, Dwight ran once, and I'm not sure that he's anxious to spend another 10 or 15 years at Queen's Park. I mean, really, those who put themselves up as candidates are saying, I'm in this for another 10 or 15 years. So, I mean, I think of someone like Deb Matthews, who's done such a great job in health. I think of Kathleen Wynne. I think of Chris Bentley, who's very seasoned. But we'll see. I think there will be others. I think I wouldn't be surprised to see a slate of 5 or 6 candidates.
Geez, you could be premier this time around.
I could be, but I'm not an MPP anymore. I'm on the same path that Dalton is now on.
And how does it feel to be retired?
Really good. I mean, I'm still working very hard for the party on campaign issues, on fundraising issues, but I'm thrilled to have passed along to someone from a younger generation the job of representing a local constituency and doing the work in Parliament. It feels good. I'm glad I did it.
Okay, Greg, I really appreciate you talking tonight. Thanks.
Okay, John, good to talk with you. Bye-bye.
Bye.